Hey, America.
Start listening now.
Well, it's the last of our Eurovision, Junior Eurovision preview shows. As promised, Sam is finally going to give us her top five.
All right. Hold on to your butts, guys. All right. So number five, Belarus. Number four, Liechtenstein. Number three, Argentina. Number two, the moon. And number one, your mom.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Argentina is outside of the European broadcasting zone.
And my mom's way too old. And welcome to another Your Mom episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision podcast from America, home of your mom. Maybe. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Danny.
I'm not sorry. I'm a little bit sorry, but I'm not sorry.
My mom does live in America.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
One for one.
Well, finally, I did one of those that was technically true.
I was a big fan of the one that was the home of just Kickin' Ranch Chicken or something. That is what we are the home of.
Yeah. We did one about Cranch.
Oh, Cranch.
It was like ketchup and ranch.
We are definitely the home of that.
There's like a dozen new ones of those now.
Heinz will come out with whatever they want. Yeah, mayo, a couple chip. Of combinations that were just, I think, invented by alchemists back in the 11th century.
Hold up. Mayo chip, one, has been a thing for years. It's either like super, super common in Puerto Rico, or that's just Russian dressing, guys. That's just Russian dressing.
Speaking of being common in Puerto Rico, Sam, hit him with the socials.
Puedes seguirnos sobre... Anyway, yeah, but find us on social media, Facebook or Twitter at 12pointsUSA, or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Hit us up. We would love to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns. Our ears are open, our hearts are open, our eyes are often closed because we like to sleep. But if you have the opportunity to give us any sort of reviews, likes, stars, ratings, any of that through your local podcastery of choice, please do so. It helps other people find us and helps spread the lunacy worldwide. Feel free to check out our YouTube. We're actually going to be recording another one of our handy-dandy YouTube episodes very, very soon. Looking forward to Junior Eurovision this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's actually stuff that I can talk about, which is a nice change.
Oh,
yeah.
Enough with this neutrality. Sam, pick a side.
I'm on my own side. Self-preservation. I don't want to get fired.
I will say there is a ton of new news that's rolling in. We're not going to be covering it because we'll just be doing the last five songs and sort of a wrap-up for JESC in this episode. But the Czech Republic's ESCZ... all of those seven national final songs have just come out. There's a trickle of other songs that are arriving as well. By next week, we'll probably be covering them. But we have five tiny baby songs to deal with this week. Mm-hmm.
And really, without talking about them in great detail, listen to the Czech Republic songs. They have once again brought it. The Czechs are at it again, let me tell you.
Czech, yeah.
I don't think any other songs have been released. Anyway, Sam, what's the first?
All right, we start off our final five with Azerbaijan, with Sona Azizova and One of Those Days.
Just one of those days.
All right, so that is Azerbaijan's Sona Azizova with One of Those Days. She is 12 years old. Now, Azerbaijan has only had three entries before this year, but their best placement is a pretty solid seventh place back in 2013. So, guys, what do you think of Sona? And I will mute myself.
Hi. Oh, right. It's fine. It's a pleasant tune. This one's odd to me because it's one that I enjoy, but still kind of find a tad forgettable. It's a hard one to form opinions about. Somebody drag it or something.
Yeah, I'm with you, Eric. I would kind of chalk it up to, it felt to me like the kind of music that would have been sort of assigned to a sort of crafted Disney Channel star circa 2005. Like it feels like a breakout album for like Hillary Duff or something. That's kind of what it strikes me as, which is a type of music that I find very uninteresting, but it's not her fault. I think she has very good command of this type of music, of this sort of rung of pop songstering. But I have to be with you, Eric. It's not for me.
Yeah, not very interesting, I think is about right. It's fine. She's certainly talented. I have a hard time seeing the call to action here, seeing it stand out. But great singer. Another one that sounds older, than she is. Not to the degree as some of them, some of the others that we've talked about and are still going to talk about. But yeah, it's a well done song that I think is kind of just treading water.
Just kind of feels like a song that they would place at like the track 5 position on an album. Derek?
I don't know what to say about this. It's fine.
It's kind of a shrug. Yeah.
As soon as it came on the first time I listened to it, I just glazed over and tuned out immediately. It was just gone. And I'm like, did I listen to Azerbaijan? Did I go back and listen to it again? And there's nothing wrong with it. I can't fault anything about it other than it's just not interesting. And it's a shame because she sounds great. I think she's going to do well live. Mm-hmm. And she does sound older, which is kind of weird, but I wish they gave her something more to do with it.
So since we have kind of a lack of things to say about this, here is a list of other Heinz sauces that I found just now.
No!
We have Hanch, which I think is like hot sauce ranch. We have wasabioli.
Oh, yikes. Wasabi aioli.
And garlic aioli.
Yeah.
We have tarchip. Which is
tartar sauce and ketchup. Yep. I'm with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one kind of seems okay.
That's sort of like just for fish sticks and fish sticks alone.
Mm-hmm. We've got mayo must.
Yikes. Who wants this?
Why not mustardaise?
Yeah. Well,
That might be copyrighted. That sounds refreshing, actually.
Yeah. Mayo must sounds like it's a grape byproduct, you know?
There's also mayo Q. The mayo barbecue.
No, okay, yeah, literally, they just combined things in an effort to find the philosopher's stone. I don't know why they did all this.
Also, these are all just called saucy sauces, which is kind of, I don't know, vaguely threatening. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this one's not real, but Mayonster. Mayo is a monster energy drink. Sam, can we go to another song?
Bottoms up,
yes.
Devil's left. Yeah, oh, Sona. God. Sona, you sound great. You're fantastic. I wish they had assigned you, I wish they had given you a better song.
Shall we roll on to the other side of the Caspian then and talk about Kazakhstan?
Yes, we can.
All right, so this is Alinur Khamzin and Beknur Janibekuli with Ertige Alemi, or Fairy World. All right, so that is Fairy World or Ertige Elimi, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. My Kazakh is beyond rusty, by Alinur and Beknur. Alinur is 11 and Beknur is 9, so that makes him this year's youngest performer. Interestingly enough, this song was sort of cobbled together, interestingly, by the powers that be behind the national selection. There was a tie at the national final with Alinur and Beknur in an absolute dead heat, unable to break the deadlock. So the jury decided to combine the two, putting Beknur on Alinur's song in the rap break. Interestingly enough, Beknur is also a resident of Strasbourg, France. So his French is totally fine. So he's actually rapping in French on this song, which is pretty cool. Kazakhstan is on a bit of a hot streak at the moment. They only entered the contest a few years ago, but they're on a streak of 2 silver medals in the last 2 years. And you could tell that they are very much champing at the bit to take the gold. All right, guys, what do you think?
Not with this, they're not.
probably not.
Gonna say it's our second song that includes a weird rap break for the bridge. And this one is, it's not saying much, but it's more enjoyable than the other one. Remind me the other country that has the,
Malta.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's more enjoyable than Malta, but I understand. I acknowledge that that's not saying much.
So Danny, hang on. Now, you were pretty specific about the problems you had with the Maltese rapper in terms of in terms of the culture behind rapping and the experience that goes into to performing that sort of music. Are you going to apply this to this kid?
Kind of. Like, it still feels a little bit weird for a small child from, in this case, the Caucasus, to be rapping. I'll give him a little bit more of a pass because, as you can tell, he has had hardships.
Yes. Sam, do you have any the specific info on that so that we are not speculating?
Yeah, so he has phocomelia, which is a condition he was born with, causes underformed limbs. He has one of the world's first Lego-built prosthetics. The guy who made the first ever Lego fully functional prosthetic actually made a custom one just for Beknor, and he's got Lego arms that he could put on, which I think is the coolest thing ever.
Just wait until I get my Lego eyes, Sam.
What?
I'm planning on losing my eyes, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Oh. Please don't.
But I'll get Lego eyes. Anyway, it's clear that he comes from a background that is a lot more tooled to hardship, which I don't want to say like that's also a prerequisite for being able to, you know, consummately perform hip hop or rap. But this is also just once again not my type of music. They're talented, but I can't help but regard this one as one of the more forgettable ones as well. Like, clearly I listened to this a couple of times, but when I came back and revisited for the show, I was like, oh, right, it's this one. Rap number two.
It's sad we're doing these two songs in a row that are both kind of forgettable in a way. I think they're both very talented, and previously I respected Kazakhstan a lot. I mean, they were really putting in the effort. And this one,
yes, very unusual because they don't go to ESC, but they're absolutely incredible when it comes to junior.
And you could tell they want to win, but with this, it feels like they're holding back, or they're not sure what their next step is.
Yeah.
And because I feel like in retrospect, they thought they were going to win. I mean, they really thought they had it last year and the year before. These were incredible songs, and maybe they're starting to like question their process, and I don't think this is it. I don't think this is the right direction for them, but
yeah, I don't think this is a winner. It does feel a step backwards for them. The last couple of songs really were great. The one from 2019 in particular, with the young boy who couldn't have been, what was he, like 10?
What was he? I think he was like 8? He was incredibly young. It was unbelievable.
Yerjan is 14 now, so he was 12 then.
He was 12, fine.
But
sure.
Just a shockingly amazing vocal performance in a year that we also had, what was the girl from Spain's name?
Melanie.
I was going to say Milena. That's coming up later in this show. Yeah, Melanie. God, what a... 2019 was nuts, by the way. Go watch 2019 Junior and listen to this show and then our other shows, then 2019 Junior. Anyway, I don't know that this is quite there. It's, again, it's well done. I also wonder how this is going to be staged. Is Beknor just going to be sitting
planted
there on stage?
Yeah, exactly. Planted
for
somewhere,
show?
Which could be very uninteresting.
Will he be brought out? Like, there are some particulars of the staging I'm just not sure of. Also, the guy that made the Lego arm for him goes by Hand Solo.
Oh, I've heard of this guy.
and he's from Andorra, which is cool. Anyway, yeah, we're in the same boat on this as well. We haven't fought enough on this show.
No, so. I just had to wonder, like, this was just a thought that crossed my head. I have to wonder if just Junior Eurovision is not the correct medium for them. Not even for this song, but it's just like, I have to wonder if JESC is gonna, I don't know, like, because any Eurovision sort of requires excellence in staging, excellence in so many other things, and I have to wonder if this is just an act that is, for lack of a better word, too weird for Eurovision? I don't know.
Too weird feels a bit strong, but I do kind of almost have to question the idea that, oh, they were tied, let's combine them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
also...
it does feel perhaps.
Like, it's just too, like, it really does feel like they were just sort of pasted together.
Yeah, a bit forced. They seem to like each other. They seem to be having fun with this, and they're bonding over, you know, this shared experience and all that. And I think that'll help.
Yeah, but they don't have that chemistry that comes with performing together as an act naturally.
Well, you know who's been performing as an act for 2 years is Malta.
Us. Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say us, yeah. Us,
yeah, that's also true. Honestly, I like the chemistry of these two more than I like the Maltese act, and they've apparently been together much longer. But we talked about that. Listen to that show.
Yeah, speaking of chemistry, give us some more of those awful sauce flavors.
Oh, I don't have any more.
Please don't. All right, Sam.
Oh, come on. Make some up, Eric. Come on. Do your worst.
Okay.
It's called tartared. It's tartar sauce and mustard.
Gator ranch.
Anyway, yeah, please. Sam, what's our third song of the night?
All right. We go from Kazakhstan over to Spain for Levi Diaz, or Levi Diaz, with Reír, which just means to laugh. Vamos a reír y bailar hasta amanecer. Vamos que hoy soy no regresa. All right, that is Reír.
Hang on, Sam. I found another one. Cat chili. That one's real. So is honey racha.
That actually sounds awesome.
Yeah, that one.
Honey racha is actually my favorite. It's my favorite pop star from Albania. Honey.
Coming to the Fikmis, Honey Racha, featuring mayo chup and buffa ranch.
Cranch.
Okay, Sam. All right, bring us in.
Sorry.
No apologies necessary for that one. Levi Diaz with Reír. He's 13 mm-hmm. years old, the recent winner of The Voice Kids. Spain, much like Kazakhstan, is on an absolute hot streak. They have got two consecutive bronze medals, finishing behind Kazakhstan for the last 2 years. But they've had one win since their debut. That was back in 2007, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yeah, they are very much in it to win it again. So let's see if Levi can take it.
I'm going to say this is in my top half, I think squarely. I really enjoy this song. It sits well with me. It doesn't wow me. I like him. I don't think it's a song that's built to be incredibly impressive the way that some songs can be really built to showcase, you know, window shattering vocals or just, you know, it's not a wowing song. And that's kind of what I like about it. It just sits very easily with me. I also like a music video that feels like it was made by the same people who made like pharmaceutical commercials from the mid 2000s. It's kind of what a little bit of it feels like. That's not a slight on the song at all, but the music video just kind of feels
it,
like
it does feel a bit like a
selling Lipitor to me, you know.
Don't want to think about a bunch of kids dancing around while a voice says may cause stroke.
Yeah,
bleeding.
If you experience
death.
Intestinal bleeding, please contact a doctor. Yeah.
Oh, these poor kids.
I will say this about him.
I have
him
to interview
as well.
These kids, man.
I'll say this about him: he seems incredibly comfortable in front of the camera. He seems very at ease performing in this video. And I think on stage, he'll be able to do this fine, especially since the vocals are not super trying. I think this is gonna do great on stage. I think he has a very nice presence.
Yeah, I think the kid's a star. I'm not crazy mm-hmm. about the song. It's,
no?
I'm not against the song, but he's going to sell the heck out of it. And Spain, we know Spanish voters show up.
No, they do.
So, I mean, we'll see. But I think it's going to do pretty well. I think it's going to outperform its quality, so to speak.
Can't see this as third place. There's some real strong stuff, but this is a perfectly worthy entry. This is no embarrassment at all.
I'm afraid with all the competition, this will be somewhere mid-table. Ultimately, yeah. Like it's a really good song. I really enjoyed listening to it. I think he's very charismatic on camera. I think he'll do really well performing it, but it just doesn't have that wow factor that I think the last couple of Spanish songs had. and listening to this, I'm like, this is really pleasant. I don't feel like it's really outclassing a lot of the other ones. You said you had it in your top half. I just checked my list. It's not in my top half.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just outside, but still.
Well, I was going to say, you said it's pleasant, and I have to agree that it's pleasant. Yeah. It's a nice song, but I think pleasant and nice isn't enough to really get to first or second.
Oh, well.
I know. When you listen to any song, I mean, there's tons of songs that I love, just outside of any you know, Eurovision or anything, just that I hear on the radio or just enjoy listening to. It's like, they're not here to win awards. So, you know, this song is fine, and I can put it in a playlist. To say that it won't win is hardly an insult.
Yeah.
It's just that someone will have to at this contest.
I think with a song like this, he's really going to benefit from having such a wide audience. Mm-hmm. And he can take advantage of that. I think that'll do him well. But as for winning, unfortunately, I don't think it has what it takes.
Before we move on, I do need to correct myself just because I'm so pedantic. I would kick myself in the butt if I didn't correct myself.
Is this about Mayochup?
It's always about Mayochup. No, I had said that Spain had won in 2007. I was wrong. It was 2004. Just had to clear the air before somebody decided to email me saying I was wrong. So I feel better now. Thank you. Shall we roll on to our next song?
Shuffle us along.
All right. We go from Spain over to Serbia with the song Oči de Deta, or Children's Eyes, by Jovana Radonic and Dunja Živković. Očima deteta, sve se vidi, sve se zna. I sva mora su u maloj suzi protkana. All right, so that is Serbia's Jovana and Dunja with Oči de Deta, or Children's Eyes. Jovana is 10 and Dunja is 11. Serbia's best result of the contest has been a joint third place back in 2007 and 2010. Their last top 10 was a seventh place back in 2015. What do you think for Jovana and Dunja?
Yeah, it's fine.
The streak of hits four, I think, here. I noted when we were listening to it just now, this is basically Molitva at a slightly faster tempo and sung by 10-year-olds. just melodically. This is not a compliment as much as I love Molitva. I am not high on this one. I'm not crazy about the vocals. I understand that they're kids. Like, I feel weird being like, it just sounds like kids singing, because that's what this entire contest is.
I actually had that thought when I was listening to this again today. I was like, you know, this is the first song in a while that is... And I actually thought it was kind of refreshing. Like, this is the first song that really feels like it's being performed by kids. And this is a kids' contest. And I kind of like that. So, Eric, you're wrong.
Okay.
I won this time.
Fine, I'm going to go look at more Heinz crap.
I do have to agree with you. I won't call it but this is, it kind of, it has like a chill vibe. I kind of like its groove. Again, this is not my favorite. I don't think this one's going in a lot of folks' best of list. But this is a nice song to just have on.
You could do a lot worse.
You could do a lot worse.
If I didn't know what language this was, this is going to sound terrible. It sounds like a song that would play over the closing credits of an anime.
I see. With all of the images of like flowing
rivers,
like waving, and, yeah, rivers, yeah, and just, flowers bowing in the wind. Yeah.
And cicadas in the trees.
I see what you mean.
It's pretty good. I did notice that it was children singing versus not adults singing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I do kind of appreciate that. I appreciate that I'm reminded that this is a contest for children. The Netherlands last year did that too, when they were singing about best friends, and I'm like, this is a little childish, but then I saw it live and I'm like, no, this is exactly what it needs to be.
That song was great though.
Yeah.
Like this song is not that song.
It's a bizarre comparison. I just mean in terms of like, sometimes you're reminded that this is a children's contest, and we'll get into another song in a minute here that feels like an adult song through and through.
Uh-huh.
And I do kind of struggle with the idea of like, well, should they be pitching more adult music for children, or should it be children's songs for children?
Yeah.
Are we taking that as a segue to talk about our final song?
I think we should. Let's go right into it.
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah, in that case, the last song of our roster of 19 for Junior Eurovision 2021 is Armenia with Milena and the song Kami Kami, or Wind Wind. All right, so that is our last song of the preview section. This is Kami Kami by Milena from Armenia. She's 14 years old, one of this year's eldest entrants. If this contest had been held like 3 weeks later, she actually would have aged out of the competition, being 15. She was supposed to have represented Armenia last year with the song Why, but the country actually withdrew before the song was officially released. Armenia has a really very impressive record at Junior Eurovision. Since their debut in 2007, they've never scored outside the top 10. They have one win under their belt with the song Mama back in 2010, but they've also had 4 silver medals and 2 bronze medals.
Wow.
Yeah. So, what do you think?
All right. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
This is the best song in the competition by a mile.
This is going to win.
Well, that's the thing.
This should win.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Like, so again, it's not even close in terms of the quality of the song here. I'm really comfortable saying that. This
Yes, I would say
incredible.
The quality of the song. Yeah.
Yeah. But this
but
is
there's
the
Poland.
This is the and that's kind of the thing is like,
yeah.
This is the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. And I think this is really going to be the test for what we were just talking about in terms of what people think should be getting votes and should be winning this contest. I don't know that this can win.
I know. That's the biggest fear that I have. Is the philosophy of voters going to be, should I vote for a song that is appropriate for JESC, whatever that means, or should I just vote for the song that slaps most?
This feels like, okay, this is a kid song competition, and Armenia was like, rules be damned, we're sending Eleni Ferreira, and we're just gonna roll with that. This is so good. This is a top 5 song at Eurovision.
Yes, or well, I'm not
yes,
so sure.
Yes, it is. Like, if this was Armenia's song for Turin, this is one of the favorites.
I'd say passing semifinals easy.
And it's so weird to say that and then be like, okay, but at Junior, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the reality of it. I don't know. I do think the song is easily good enough to absolutely demolish the competition here. But at the same time, my gut is like, I think Poland's just going to win.
I know.
Or something like that. That is just, that's going to be more palatable to a certain part of the audience, but I think we just don't know. I don't think we've ever had a song like this.
Here's the thing that I think needs to be said about this song is that this song is not trailblazing. This song isn't hard to digest. I don't think that there's anything particularly sort of genre pushing or anything about it. It's just a geniusly made song. It sits in her vocal register absolutely perfectly. And we talk a lot about vocalists in this iteration of the contest that sound beyond their years. And honestly, out of every single one of the contestants, this is the one where you could have fooled me that this is a child.
More than Ukraine?
More than Ukraine, yeah. This sounds like, I don't know. First thing that comes to mind is like it has that sort of laid back, understated feel that like a Billie Eilish hit would have. But Billie Eilish herself is also very young.
Right.
This is the mood hits perfectly. Watch the music video and you think that this could have been Hollywood produced. Her performance of all of this, of all of it is, it's unbelievable that this is Junior Eurovision. It's unbelievable. It fits in the 3 minutes perfectly. There's no annoying key change. It feels like a purely diegetic pop hit. It feels like it sprang from the mind of the best Europop songwriter fully formed like Athena.
I guess to be fair, we also don't know how she sounds live. I don't
think. Sure.
Like this, she could be a bad live performer. We don't know.
Well.
But
Derek, what do you think?
Yeah.
I think Tokyo 9 needs another shot at the contest for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
If he's
a songwriter, to be clear.
If he's not coming back in the next couple of years, I'm going to be really upset because he's absolutely demonstrated he knows how to make music really well. This song is fantastic. And if you lied and said she was like 17 or 18 or like a Tom Holland type where she was actually 27 playing a high schooler.
Please, Thomas Brody Sangster, you're taking the taking the crown away from the king.
Yeah. If you told me this was the entry for senior Eurovision, like they just released it super early, this is what they're sending, I'd be like, this is a front runner, like at least this stage to be like, this could take the whole thing.
Yeah.
And God, it just, it works on a level, but that level is adult music. And I see a few other songs that are going to be way more appealing on that level.
I think this song appeals to sort of like the TikTok age group. Like this sits really perfectly for them. Can we talk about the dance choreography in this music video? Like it's just so professional.
This whole thing is so beyond masterwork.
You know?
I will note it does have, by a fair margin, the most YouTube views.
Sure.
Of any of the songs this year. It is at over 2 million.
It overtook which is, Poland fairly recently.
Yep.
It's ahead of Poland for a while.
Yep. And then there's another one that has a million.
North Macedonia?
Yeah. North Macedonia is over a million. And then everything else.
Patrol?
Yep.
Or whatever they're called? Mm-hmm. What is it?
Yeah. Green Patrol. It's Green Forces, but whatever.
Green Forces, that's it.
Green Patrol. It's a left-wing Paw Patrol. Anyway, so this is at about 2 million, a little over 2 million views. Poland is not super far behind it. North Macedonia is over a million. And then everything else is like a quarter million or less, not even close.
Sure.
So I'm not sure if it's the voting population that is tuning in to Kami Kami. And if it is, that makes me feel a little bit better about its chances. Or if it's just people like us who are just
that's
like,
what I have to see. Or if it's just a bunch of people who are just listening to it on heavy rotation. You know,
I mean, I am. I mean, it's incredible, and yet, I mean, if it doesn't win, and we pretty well laid out why, there's a reasonable chance it won't.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we think it finishes? Is it still like a top three or top five, or does it maybe just not get the votes and it finishes like eighth or ninth even?
There has been no song, I think, in Eurovision and Junior Eurovision in the years that I've been doing this with you guys that I have felt so strongly and confidently about a song's chances.
Wow.
Okay.
That there are so few competitors that have a clear shot at overtaking it in my mind. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess when you put it all together, there are a small number of things I would really consider strong contenders. This is definitely one of them. But yeah, Derek, what do you think about its ultimate placement?
I really think this could win. We talked about Poland winning. We also talked about Poland being the Sweden of Eurovision. And I know everyone at Senior Eurovision always says, well, Sweden could win this because it's the safe, reliable entry. And I'm thinking, but maybe that's not the winner. That's not what people want. I could see this coming in like second or third. If it doesn't win, I could definitely see it coming in third. I don't know why I would miss out, but I just don't see it coming in second. It's really going to depend on what people want. And maybe they want something cool and different and just...
It's about a polar opposite of J'imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, ZTA Boney was kind of the same thing for Arcade. So maybe this will connect.
There's it's kind just of a hard swinging to see. Pendulum thing that happens with these. So
Sam, has a song like this won before, where someone was like right at the upper echelon of how old you can be and having a more mature song like this? And I'm not trying to like get you to like suggest one thing or another here.
No,
I'm just curious.
You are asking for purely
historical context.
Yes,
historical context.
Has a song like this won before?
Let's see. Roxy Vigil was, I think, 13 when she won. Polina Bogusevich for Russia. The song wasn't necessarily in the same genre, but in terms of the seriousness of the content of the song, Wings was, you know, touching on issues of child abuse, and she was also one of the older entrants. Let's see, if she won in 2017, she's 18 now, so, you know. But yeah, I think, I can't think off the top of my head of anybody who was really, really close to that 14-year-old level.
In terms of the... this is subjective, so feel free to be like, I can't answer this. But in terms of like the maturity level of the song, has there been a winner like this?
Like I said, Wings may have touched on that. Again, okay. Not necessarily in terms of genre, but in terms of thematic subject matter.
Gotcha.
Nebo from the 2012 winner for Ukraine. Again, it was a much younger singer, and I think part of the appeal of Nebo was the fact that it was a very young singer with a very, very mature voice singing a very, very powerful song. And I would recommend you scope back to the 2012 winner at some point. But that's also a bit of a contrast. I don't think we've had any winner specifically like this.
Gotcha.
But it could happen.
So, yeah. We won't know. It's... Mm. I would be curious to see the consequences of a song like this winning, and the result of that in terms of how countries approach it going forward, and just sort of the message is sent, this is the sort of song that wins junior, and by this I mean songs that win senior.
Chimaji was curious. A pretty decisive victory, though.
It was.
I don't think if this was a landslide victory, I don't think it would wipe out the impact Chimaji had.
Mm-hmm.
I still think there's a, I mean,
France is still trying to ride it with what is it? Ezio? Is that his name?
Enzo.
That's it.
Enzo. You're
thinking of the Assassin's Creed guy.
I get them mixed up too much.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I mean, I don't think a rock song winning Eurovision 2021 is going to wipe out pop songs and ballads going forward either. So
I guess I don't mean wipe out necessarily. I just mean in terms of
just like paradigm shift,
just alter the lens.
In terms of like what is seen as a competitive song, either in the short term or long term.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean,
would we be okay with that if more adult kind of stuff came in? I wouldn't mind it.
I think it would kind of blur the line between the two contests in terms of it, you know, if it takes similar things to win the two and the only real difference is how old the performers are. That's probably overstating it, that like, oh, the junior song should be worse so that it's its own thing. That's not what I'm saying, but I think it would be cool to see more songs like this, if for no other reason than that this song is incredible.
I mean, if a 12-year-old had a song that could compete at Senior Eurovision and win, I mean, why not? He or she has the talent, they can pull it off. I mean, I don't think we have to say that. You're not allowed to have these complex, deep thoughts in your music. It has to be simple and cutesy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would love to see her. I'd love to see this team come back in, you know, 3-4 years and get her on this senior contest. Absolutely.
I also wonder if this tanks, if there are implications of that, that if there is a fairly clear rejection of a song this mature at junior, is that going to change the contest and we get more things like Chimaging or something like that? And I guess, as I've said a few times now,
we would have to see what would win instead of this song.
Yeah. That's also true, and we just don't know. But it's probably the best junior Eurovision song I have ever heard.
One final point is, Kazakhstan's song last year was very mature in its tone, but also from the perspective of a child. And I think it straddled that line very well. This one, it feels like it's trying to be an adult song. And, you know, totally very similar, but I feel like this is maybe not targeting the right audience, which may keep it out of the top, but I don't think it's going to be a disaster.
No.
I mean, there's no way this is going to do badly.
Anything can happen, though.
Yeah.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Imagine this coming in last.
No.
Okay, maybe not anything.
There's no way this is coming out of the top 10.
Yeah.
Especially with the number of views and everything, I think people really like this.
Oh, yeah.
All art is subjective, but in this case, it really is not.
Yeah, I'd say if it just underperforms, I think its floor is still like 9th or 10th. Sure. And that would be a shock. But if, you know, if the performance just isn't that great, or people just aren't into a song that is really not a kid's song. I mean, I think take away the video, take away the context, play this song for people and ask, how old do you think she is?
I think anyone would, there's no guesses below 16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 16 is people who are just like, oh, you're trying to trick me, aren't you?
Well, I mean, and I guess that's the thing that, like, I guess if you ask that, it's there, she's either very young or very
She's
old.
Three!
You're
she's
trying to
singing
trick
this,
man.
She's singing 74. This right after her nap.
Yeah, that auto-tune, though.
Sam, is there a minimum age for participation in JESC?
I believe it is 8.
Okay, so we literally can't have...
A three-year-old, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Between breastfeeding and playing with his Power Rangers. come and sing the song. God.
All right. Okay, we've heard all the songs. What are we going to do here?
I think we're doing just going to do our straight, our top three for the
top
for
three.
The contest here.
Now, so just to clarify, are you guys doing your own personal top three or your predictions for a top three? Because as we've discussed, those can be very, very, very different figures.
These are my personal top three.
Personal.
Yeah.
Well, we can do both.
All right. So, yeah, top three. Get to do our threes first. I'll start. Might be a little bit controversial here. Maybe. Yep. Uh-huh. My third best this year, it was close between Poland and Italy. I'm going with Italy.
Okay.
I believe in it. I know you weren't quite as high on it, is all. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't call that controversial. I think it has a decent shot at doing well. This is another song that I think we should expect to do top 10. Easy. Easy peasy.
The late 19 songs, that seems a...
Yeah.
It's an odd thing to say.
True. But if we're thinking about this one getting not resonating with the youths, I think we're dumb. Danny has the weird list this year, as always. My third favorite song of JESC 2021, it's Portugal.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say it.
It's O Rapaz. The kid has so much talent. This song doesn't belong here, and I mean that in the kindest and most respectful way possible. Like, this song has gravitas. This song has fineness to it. Like, it's great. If Junior Eurovision was like the food court at a mall and you have your choice from bargain basement to actually really good, this is like the actually good Italian restaurant that is nowhere near the mall. Like, this is a really good song that it shouldn't be here, and I mean that really nicely.
What do you think has more "what are you doing here" energy? Is it Portugal or is it Armenia?
It's this one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's this one.
Okay.
Because this is not a pop song, and I feel like it's really... There was no inkling here that it would try to appeal to the most people possible. No one's going to dance to this song. This song's just great. Derek?
Oh, man. We're going to fight in this one, aren't we?
Sure.
I want to stress that.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many good songs this year. And I felt so bad looking at like my bottom five, like, oh, you guys don't deserve this. Well, two of you do, but this is my own personal ranking, and I want you to know that the top three were so close.
Yeah.
And you can move these around and I'd be fine.
Number three, are we gonna be Armenia?
It's Armenia.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, you're fired.
No, don't fire him. He does so much of our editing.
Armenia is third for you. Okay.
It's so good. And I can't reconcile the fact that this is an adult song. And I think Tokyo 9 is brilliant. Like, he's doing some brilliant work here. I don't know if he knows how to target a younger audience necessarily. And maybe that's the problem. And maybe that's fine. Maybe he shouldn't be targeting 12-year-olds. And
phrasing.
Don't say it like that. Don't say that.
As an audience. Anyway, that's the only thing that kept it down for me was I'm just not sure this is the right location for this.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want it to win. I absolutely want this to win.
Uh-huh. Tell me, what's your number two then?
No, I'll start with number two then. Number two is Ukraine.
Okay.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. I think it hits that sweet spot where it is age appropriate for its audience. It's also very mature and very complex, and she has an incredible voice. I think I can't wait to see what she does with her career. Like, yeah. 10 years from now, I'm going to look her up and see what music she's making then.
Yeah, that's my number two as well. For all the same reasons. She's brilliant. The song is brilliant. And we've seen her live performance. She has no issues performing this song at all. And it's not the simplest song vocally by any stretch. That's an advantage it has over like Armenia or a lot of the other songs in the contest. It's going to do incredibly well. And it's great. And it does a good job of still feeling like a youth performance for whatever that's worth. And we don't quite know what that is necessarily. But it's great.
If I had a number four, Ukraine would be there. Ukraine is not my number two. I think Sam knows what my number two is.
Is it Georgia?
It is.
I knew it. Danny, this is why we have you on the show.
I love you. I have such a soft spot for these wonderfully dumb songs. This is such retro throwback energy, and there's a part of me that is kind of embarrassed that I love this song so much. Like this, but it's just, it was made with so much love, and it was made with such unabashed love for this kind of old, really old fashioned type of stupid dancey pop song. I really love this, and I can't wait to see Nico do dad dancing like he's in the Hotline Bling video. Like this is it's gonna be so good. Unquestionably my second favorite of this contest, and I know nobody will share this opinion.
It was my number five.
Good.
It's grown on me a bit. I think people could be sleeping on it in terms of its mm-hmm. potential to be up there.
Sure.
Like it feels like the sort of song that could have, especially in the live performance, that sort of it factor that we talk about. Because the kid is very entertaining.
Oh, did you see him singing Amor Pelosh Deutsch?
No.
Really?
You should look it up. Listeners, you should also look this up.
I'll look this up right now.
That's it. All right.
Screw this show. I'm watching it.
I'm excited. Eric, I think you and I are number one is Kami Kami.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. I mean,
Derek,
I said it before. It's we talked about it enough. It's the best song of the year. I've said what I needed to.
We can't sink any more time into this. But Derek, right. What's your number one then?
Portugal.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Once again, Derek.
It's
how are we doing this?
I don't know.
How are you and I?
It's so wrong for this contest too. But every time I hear it, it's so good. It's so brilliant. This kid is miles ahead of where he should be at 14. And
like this kid belongs in Juilliard.
Like, yeah.
it's his level of talent is it's so artistic, so artistically satisfying.
I kind of feel bad for him because I want this song to go to senior year revision, and they could say this song was co-written by a 14-year-old rather than here he is singing his own song, which unfortunate to take it away from him, but still it would do so much better there.
Yeah.
I couldn't take the number one spot from this, even though I know it's really going to struggle.
Yeah. Sam, what's your number one?
Maybe I'll tell you after the show.
Ah!
The moon.
We know it's your mom. It's your mom. You know this.
All right, that's it. Right. Sam, let them know how they can contact us to yell at us about our opinions and to let everyone know that Georgia's going to win.
All right. Again, you can reach out to us at 12pointsUSA on either Facebook or Twitter. Unfortunately, Derek and Danny are not on Twitter individually, so you can't pester them one by one. But Eric and
it's
I
by
are.
Design.
Yep, exactly. Eric and I are, in fact, on Twitter individually. I am at ESC Insider. Eric is at Eric is tweeting. That's E-R-I-K is tweeting. Right. Just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We are going to try to cobble together some sort of an episode over the next week or so. Just the fact that Eric is going to be in Europe. We don't know. I don't know your itinerary off the top of your head, but you're starting in Amsterdam. You're heading to Paris. I'm going to be in Paris starting this weekend.
We'll try to do something in Paris that is allowed.
Yes, most likely.
They are being careful and with good reason. Mm-hmm. For health and safety. So I don't know how much we'll see of each other, which is kind of a bummer, but we'll figure it out. And it's gonna be a great time. But yeah, by the time this episode airs, by the time you're listening to it, we're gonna kind of be on planes. So if you have any immediate reactions, email us so that Derek and Danny can handle your complaints. Because the Twitterers among us will be up in the air.
I know exactly how to deal with these complaints. You push the trash can button.
Oh, it sounds like this. I really, really wish you were on Twitter.
In the words of a great man, deleted.
Oh.
Also, I just listened to a snippet of Nico from Georgia singing Amar Pilosh Deutsch. I'm editing this episode, so I'm comfortable saying, holy s***.
Yeah. Anyone singing Amar Pilosh Deutsch, like, it's just... It's just that kind of song. It's just that great a song.
Yeah. And obviously his register is a bit different because he's a child.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's singing it in a different key, I think. And it still works. It's still gorgeous. That's really something.
All right. So I suppose the next time that you hear from us, we will be recording remotely from two different continents. But stay tuned to our YouTube page because probably in the very near future, you're going to have a little treat from us coming up very, very soon.
I will.
Oh, yeah. But until then, my friends, we will catch you on the next episode. But until then, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I'm Eric.
And I've been Danny.
In America.
Stop listening now.
Molitva. Yeah, holy it is just Molitva. These kids are thieves.